privately, as I was telling some people, I know that it's supposed to be white today, but I figured I really want to brighten everything up. That's why you will see me in this particular stole that was given to me by the quilters of my home congregation back in California. Everything on it is supposed to have meaning. So there are some oranges there, there are some musical notes, there are all sorts of things you're supposed to tell me about. Because this is a time when we remember. We remember family and friends. We remember those who are with us and those who are far away, those who have gone on to their eternal reward. And especially today, we remember what? Jesus! Exactly. One thing I'm going to let you know, in case anyone's ever told you, if someone asks you a question in church and you're not sure, Jesus is usually the right answer. Can't go wrong with Jesus most of the time. Although, I will let you know that on Sunday, we are going to be playing Family of God Feud based on your responses to that survey. And I'll let you know, Jesus isn't one of the answers. Just to let you know. But welcome. I'm going to invite you to stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us join together in our opening carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye. As we celebrate the joy of the birth of Emmanuel, God with us, we acknowledge our need for a Savior. O God, Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive us for not hearing and doing your will. Your Son was born not in the splendor of a palace, but in the humbleness of a manger. Forgive us for not seeking you among the poor and lowly. The shepherds left their flocks and went to find the newborn king. Forgive us for those times when we have been too busy to acknowledge you. The Magi followed the star to find the Savior of all nations. Forgive us for not seeking you with our whole hearts. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him to name the child Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. Rejoice, people of God, for your sins are forgiven, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. May God, who is rich in mercy, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. The coming of your light into our weary world brings us peace. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for the first reading.
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
And today we will light all four of the Advent candles and the central Christ candle. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the Word was life, and the life was the light of all people. Let us now sing, O Come, Emmanuel, verses 1 through 5.
The second reading is from the fifth chapter of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. As she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth, I have to add, in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the end. In word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. fourth reading is from the second chapter of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it has been told to them. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The fifth reading is from the second chapter of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard of this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I can also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We travel.
a children's sermon. Oh, good.
How are you two doing tonight? How are the rest of you? Come on forward. You can sit here, you can sit there. Hi. How are you all doing?
Good.
Glad to hear it. Have your parents ever told you stories about when you were born? Are there any that you want to repeat?
No.
Kind of. Oh, I want to hear the kind of.
One time I put my head in the toilet.
Okay. I've had dogs and cats do that, but never one of my kids. I did have one of my daughters who decided that she wanted to put her head through the railing. Yeah, you know what happened next. Now, I remember when one of my children was born, how I looked at her and I thought, I'm so glad they told me what newborns look like. Because if she were only green, I'd say she was Yoda. She did grow up to be very cute. She was not cute as a newborn. She really wasn't. My other one, though, was very cute. Now she has purple hair. Or is it pink? Anyway, tonight we hear lots of stories about Jesus and his birth, right? His birth was a little bit unusual. I don't know about you, but I know, well, my mother always said I was angelic, but I still don't think that angels proclaimed my birth. How about yours?
No.
And somehow I don't think that there were all that many people, especially strangers, rushing in when I was born. Family members, yeah. But did you have strange people come in when you were born? No shepherds?
Doctors.
Doctors. Yeah. They were strangers to you. I know you hadn't met them before. But for me, with my second daughter, the people who rushed in were people I hadn't seen before. They didn't seem to believe that I was actually having this baby now. And when they realized it was happening now, everyone showed up. But still, I think they were all medical personnel, though by that time I don't think I cared. But you probably didn't have shepherds and all coming to your birth, did you? Is that right? Am I accurate on that? Yeah, and you know, usually before you're born, they have a big shower for your mom. And they usually, what are the usual gifts you give? You know, diapers and little tiny clothes. Did any of them get gold? A baby carriage, yeah. Did any of them get gold?
No.
Did they wish that if you knew how much children cost, you would have wanted the gold, right? Frankincense? Mm-hmm. I mean, who brings frankincense? And myrrh? We heard about myrrh is lined as bitter perfume and all this death stuff because it's what you put on bodies. It's kind of strange presence. Because this is a very different birth of a very different baby, right? He's a king. And that's why the Magi went where?
Bethlehem?
No, where'd they go first? Where do you look for a king?
Where other kings are.
Where other kings are, that's exactly right. You look for them in a castle, in a palace. You don't look for kings in mangers, do you?
No.
Just like you, when you were born, your parents, how many of you have ranches and farms and such? And did any of you put your child in a manger? I didn't either. I left that for the horse and the goats, but no, I didn't. Yeah, this is an unusual child, and the circumstances of its birth are unusual. There's the tale of a star too, lighting up. Any of that happened when you were born? Didn't happen for me either. This is an unusual birth of an unusual child, a king born in a place where you wouldn't expect a king. Gifts that you don't expect to give to people who are poor. Gold, frankincense, myrrh, strange gifts. for a different sort of child. Because this birth is not like any other birth that's ever happened. It is the birth of God come to earth. And that's what we celebrate, the idea that God came to earth and became one of us in the form of Jesus. An unusual birth, but a wonderful birth. So let us pray. Thank you, God, for this unusual birth, these unusual circumstances, this unusual child. We just thank you, Lord, for his coming. We thank you for all that it means for us. And just help us to remember that that is the great gift of Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Picture the scene of that first Christmas. A young woman, Mary, exhausted from giving birth, gazing in wonder at her newborn son. Nearby is Joseph, relieved that his beloved has finally delivered her child. For it is her child, not his. Though he will protect and nurture and teach this child as though he were his own. And the child, looking like any ordinary child, a son, a healthy, perfect son. And this place, not their home in Nazareth, where Mary could have had the assistance of her mother and other relatives when her time came to deliver her child. Not Nazareth, but the city of David, Bethlehem. When the angel Gabriel spoke to her 9 months ago, she had not imagined having to travel while in the last stages of pregnancy to give birth so far from home. The usually quiet town of Bethlehem has been bustling with activity due to the census. All the usual places travelers could find refuge were full. And here, in this place, with the warmth of animals nearby, where the little family could have a little bit of privacy, Mary has given birth to her child. Mary has taken the strips of cloth that she brought from home, traditionally used to wrap infants so that their limbs would grow straight. The child came into the world with a hearty cry, but after being swaddled and fed, has fallen asleep. Who is this child? The angel Gabriel told Mary that she would bear a son whom she would name Jesus. He told her, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." When she visited her relative Elizabeth in the Judean hill country, Elizabeth's child leaped at Mary's greeting, causing Elizabeth to exclaim, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me?" Son of the Most High, Son of David, King forever, Lord of lords. When Joseph learned of the pregnancy, he decided to divorce Mary quietly, not wanting to subject her to public disgrace or worse, the stoning that might be inflicted on one guilty of adultery. But an angel spoke to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." This is to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah of the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. Joseph did as the angel told him to do. Son of God, Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel. What privacy they may have had is seen shattered by the arrival of shepherds who tell them with amazement what they have seen, what they have heard. The voice of an angel saying, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." And then there appeared a multitude of the heavenly host, a vast angel army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Savior, Messiah, Lord, peace. The child has come to fulfill the word spoken in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. "For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." In a Christmas sermon in 1521, Martin Luther preached, "The gospel teaches us Christ was born and that he died and suffered on our behalf, as is here declared by the angel. In these words, you clearly see that he is born for us. He does not simply say Christ is born, but to you he is born. Neither does he say, 'I bring glad tidings,' but to you I bring glad tidings of great joy. Furthermore, this joy was not to remain in Christ, but it shall be to all the people. For this purpose, Christ willed to be born, that through him we might be born anew. Oh, this is a great joy of which the angel speaks. This is the comfort of exceeding goodness of God, that if anyone believes this, he can boast of the treasure that Mary is his rightful mother, Christ his brother, and God his father. For these things actually occurred and are true, but we must believe. This is the principal thing and the principal treasure in every gospel. Christ must, above all things, become our own, and we become his. This is what is meant by Isaiah, 'Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.' To us is born, and to us is given this child." And Luther continued, "The gospel does not merely teach about the history of Christ. No, it enables all who believe it to receive it as their own, which is the way the gospel operates. Of what benefit would it be to me if Christ had been born 1,000 times and it would be daily sung into my ears in a most lovely manner, if I were never to hear that he was born for me and was to be my very own? Son of God, Son of Mary, born for us to be our own." Sometime later, wise men of the East leave their homes to follow a star that they know will take them to the King of the Jews. They had originally traveled to Jerusalem, even though the star led on. After all, would you not expect a king to be born in a palace? And where would you find the palace of the King of the Jews except in Jerusalem? And there they learn of the prophecy that the Messiah must be born where? In Bethlehem. Herod tells them to return after they find the child so that he can worship him also. They leave the palace and follow the star about 7 miles until they arrive at the place where the child is. They kneel before him and pay him the homage due a king, presenting him with costly gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Warned in a dream about Herod's treachery, they do not return to Jerusalem but go home by a different route. Herod, enraged, decides to destroy this apparent political rival by ordering the death of all the children in and near Bethlehem who are under 2 years of age. Joseph is told in a dream to take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt until it is safe for them to return. They travel to Egypt, the place where their ancestors were in bondage until God, through Moses, obtained their release. Messiah, King, the one worthy of worship, rival, refugee. What child is this? Son of Mary? Son of David? Son of God? The one who will be spoken of in whispers as the supposed son of Joseph. A king who reigns forever. God with us. The one spoken of by the prophets and the angels. The one adored by shepherds in nearby fields and wise men who come from afar. The king born not in a palace, but in a manger. Not in Mary's hometown of Nazareth, but in Bethlehem, the city of David. The one born to free us from the bondage of sin because we cannot free ourselves. What child is this? Son of Mary, Son of the Most High, Son of David, King forever, Lord of lords, Son of God, Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the birth of this child, we see the radical work of God as heaven and earth touch. God takes on flesh, becoming incarnate, and makes a dwelling with us. It is God showing up to disrupt the status quo, showing up in the midst of a chaotic, broken world, showing up in the vulnerability of humanity, in the helplessness of an infant, in the ordinariness and miracle of birth. This is the one spoken of by prophets and angels and shepherds, the one born for you and for me, the Savior, the Lord. What child is this? This is Christ the King, this baby, the son of Mary. Amen.
Thank you.
together using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Joining our voices with the heavenly host and Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
Love proclaims that a Savior has been born to us. Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Love proclaims that a Savior has been born to us. Inspire your church throughout the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth to all who seek salvation, hope, and new life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Love whispers to a weary world that the time for rest and restoration has come. Maintain healthy cycles of wake and sleep for all creatures. Where light pollution disrupts natural rhythms, encourage new practices. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Love cries to a warring world that the time for peace is at hand. Direct those in powers who make decisions on behalf of others that they nurture and sustain all that is healthy, good, and holy. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Love sings through the walls of a newborn baby. Respond to all who cry out in pain, despair, or need this night, especially those we name in our minds and our hearts. Bring comfort to all those for whom separation, grief, or loss makes this Christmas season especially difficult. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Love murmurs words of comfort to a newborn child and his exhausted parents. Bless new and expectant parents and caregivers, especially those who are alone or afraid this night. Pour out your love upon families of every kind. Merciful God, God's ever-present love is proclaimed through the faithful who came before us. We give you thanks for Mary, John the Baptizer, Elizabeth his mother, Joseph the dreamer, and all who point toward your love, especially those who have gone before us. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
and also with you.
You may share with one another a sign of peace. We thank you for sending your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory song, We Give Thee But Thine Own, number 686. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With his bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
all praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Come to the table where all are invited and all are fed. We have both wine and grape juice. The grape juice is in the center and is a pale color, and the wine is around the outside portion and a darker color.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. We thank you, wondrous God, for Jesus, God with us, in these gifts of bread and wine.
That we may share this feast of love, strengthen us to share your love with all the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things.
You have revealed your righteousness to the sight of the nations.
You remembered your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Sing with joy to the Lord, all you lambs.
Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing.
We want to turn down the lights a little bit. Whoever knows where the lights are. Thank you.
Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, and that we may share in the song of the angels the gladness of the shepherds and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love for all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessings which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.
Receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.